if it did, the people were dealt with right now. You don't treat life givers like that. So I say to, you know, I tell people, you know, I got four relatives that were murdered, women. I know how real this is. And I know that all of us men must do something too. We must make noise too. We must let people know this is unacceptable. Otherwise, we're just bystanders. We're not allies to the life givers. It's hard to be physically threatened and bullied on a daily basis. I know that because that's what happened in residential school. So I'm really glad for this question, you know, that you find, you don't give up, you find a way to be safe with your babies and yourself. Sometimes you have to walk and leave that one. Sometimes you have to make noise and that person's going to go to jail. Maybe that's what will help them. Because one of the things I know, most women got the mother instinct and they even worry about the abuser. I was helping a student in Vancouver who was going to BCIT. Her man was really abusive. So she told me one day, she made up her mind, I'm going to leave him. And, so I said, okay. I said, okay, that's good. Yeah, I see her. She's got her head down. I said, what's the matter? And she said, I wonder who's going to look after him. And I was sort of shocked. And I said, he's a man. He's not going to starve. You know, that shows the depth of the life givers worry about human beings. Even if they're being abused by one, they still will worry about that one. It just shocked me. I mean, that I remember. So she left and she became successful. It was a big decision for her. I know it is. We must make noise. We must sit down as society, as communities and families, and talk about what's not acceptable. Every one of us that have little boys, if we see them hitting a little girl or their mother, we must stop them. Say, no, we don't do that. The zero tolerance for males to strike women, doesn't matter what age you are. Because that little boy can become a man. And if he gets away with it and he's young, he'll grow up that way. So as society, we must say, this is totally not acceptable. I got so fed up with it in my life. In 1993, I was walking around saying that indigenous men don't have balls. Holy cow, some indigenous men almost beat me up. They say, why do you say that? I said, as long as we know of a woman been beaten in our community and we don't do anything about it, we're not really men. So if it's happening in your backyard, in your community, you must band together as good men and go talk to that man and say, you stop that. See, we're sort of into this, somebody's going to take care of it. The policeman or the probation officer or the parole officer or somebody. No, we must take responsibility, I feel. For a woman to feel all alone and just wondering what to do, that's a sign to us that this is wrong and that we must put our minds together. Like Sitting Bull said, you live not too far from here, from where I'm living now, South Dakota. And let's put our minds together to see what we can do for the children. I really love those words. I feel that's what we must do. Put our minds together to see what we can do from the babies when their mothers being violated. What can we do? Beautiful. I'm really sorry to, you know, the one that asked this question. Because that's what it's going to take, and I know it's not going to stop it right now. That's what makes me feel sorry right now. That we must realign ourselves as a society of men to say there's zero tolerance against striking women, zero tolerance to raping women. That we must do that as a society. Yeah.
Thank you, Elder. Thank you for your words. I appreciate it. So I'm just going to do my quick plug right now so we can get one more question in before we go. The UBC Learning Circle has a couple different sessions coming up in the coming weeks, including a session next week with Denise on gathering our medicine. Following that into May, we're going to have Melanie Rivers come and join us along with Leah Walker and talk about art therapy. And finally, we're going to have a speaker series in collaboration with the with IRC here at UBC to discuss a range of topics, including COVID, generally focused on COVID-19 risks, responses, and resilience. So I'm really excited about that series and hope that you guys will all join me. Elder, before we go, I've got one last question for you, and that is from Robin Ward, who asks if you could please repeat the three areas of health for all of us to try to focus on in this time, so that they can make a health plan for it. If you could remember back at the beginning.
Yes, because this is, you know, this has become my my guidelines. There's three areas look after, and healing workers only three areas look after. We're human beings. Now, first off, I'll go with the mind. We must free ourselves of negative messages that were put in our mind. Like at one time I grew up thinking I'm an Indian and I'm a stupid Indian. Then I grew up hearing lazy Indian, drunken Indian. That impacted my mind. I had to wash my brain out of those filthy words that put me down because I'm indigenous. See, that was a mental thing for me. It caused mental stress. I beat myself up. So I had to literally free myself from those messages. That's with the mind. We all make mistakes in communication, let's say with our children or our loved ones. That becomes a mental health issue because we say, oh, I shouldn't have done that, and you're tossing and turning at night. Why did I say that to my son? Yeah, it becomes a mental health issue. So we need to pay attention to this wonderful computer here, this mind, and keep it clear as we possibly can. So every mistake we make from, let's say from here on, we make a pact here to everybody that's listening. When we make a mistake, we're going to address it in the safest, best way possible for our own mental health and for the mental health of the people who live with us. So we take care of our mind. To heal your mind, like I say, as soon as you start talking about something that's weak with you, 50% of the stress leaves your body, then you may have enough energy to deal with that specific problem that's in your mind. The elders in the West Coast say, yuck with it, kwiya, free yourself, put it down. Put what down? The negativity that come to your brain. Women get put down all over the world by men. They must take that out and put it down too. You know, so we look after our mental health by talking, by reading positive material, listening to positive music, you know, burning medicine like that fungus, go into your brain, help your brain. Now the healing work for the body, like I've had massage therapy, I've had brushing with cedar, with feathers, with hands to help my body, to get negativity out of my body. When people struck me like that, across my ears and my face, as a child, that put negativity in my body. So I started walking like this. I'm hunched over. I'm exaggerating it now, but I'd be hunched over. And I literally got stomach ulcers in my stomach because of the violence that was inflicted on my body, because it got to my mind. So we get massage. We do saunas or sweats. We run and sweat. We do things for our body. Keep it nice and clean, you know, get that nice lavender smell and stuff for our body. And the biggest thing for me, the biggest medicine now, is to get hugs from little children to where their arms are shaking. Like my granddaughters, when they do that, that's medicine for me, for my body, for my mind. So we take care of that body. Now I always tell people, sit like an eagle. Don't be slouched over, because that's how you're going to walk when you get to be old like Jerry. You don't want to walk like that. Sit like an eagle. Sit straight. Helps your breathing. But take care of the body. Good food. You are what you eat. Take care of that body. Then the third area is the spirit. And remember, that's what holds your body together. And for when your spirit is really strong, doesn't matter what the weather is, how many mosquitoes or whatever, the virus is here, you still want to live. You have this resilience, no quit in you. You want to be here. You want to participate in the life. You want to celebrate. You want to weep. You want to laugh. You want to sing. You want to dance. And your spirit is good. You want to be successful at everything you do. Washing dishes, sweeping the floor, cooking, working, being an uncle, being an auntie, being a grandparent, being a dad, being a brother, you know, any, all those things, you want to be successful, you want to be good at it. That's a sign of a really healthy spirit when you walk around like this. And then the third indicator of a spirit, you know you're doing good, is that you're kind. People could see it in your eyes. There's no anger, fear, or depression there. You're kind, and people want to be with you. When they see you come in, they laugh, and they call you over. Come on! That happened to me many times. Yeah, I believe because I'm kind. I followed that teaching my granny. Ah, squisha, kal, kalut, appa. Don't you say mean words to people. Always, amma, kalut, she says good words. I follow the teaching, people laugh when they see me because it's joy. Some of them, or they just see me, oh, come on. Because my spirit is good. So those are the three areas. You notice I didn't say emotions. Because the emotions are because of what happens to our mind or our body or our spirit. That's feelings moving around in our realm. Like when my granddaughter squeezes me and her point of her hands are shaking, in my realm it's all goodness. That's pure love. You know, but if somebody strikes me or gives me the snake eyes, it goes into my body. And my responsibility is to get it out of there. I tell people, you don't want to walk around. You don't want to, your grandchildren, your relatives, to look in your eye and see anger there, because they'll get afraid of you. You don't want them to look you in the eye and see fear there, because they'll be afraid too. You especially don't want them to see depression in your eyes, because it'll make them sad. And we get fear, angry, or depressed because we get traumatized in our mind or our body. And that's when they say, free yourself. Use the medicines. Brush yourself off. Shake it off. Dance. Do things. To take care of that mind, that body, and that spirit. That's what's required of us. Some people love to talk about emotions. I know they're real because I just talked about love. And I've seen the arrogance of a sexual abuser come after Jerry. That caused a lot of emotion, negative emotions in me. But you know what's stronger than that? It's the love of friends and relatives. That abuser has no power that can beat love from your friends and relatives for you. So you remember that, you do that for other people.
Hi, Chica Elder. I appreciate it, as always. So that brings us right to the end of our time here today. To everybody that I couldn't get around to your questions, I apologize. But I really appreciate all of the questions that came in, and I hope that what we were able to chat to today was good for everybody else. So for today, again, thank you very much, Elder Jerry. We get to chat, and I'm a little bit sad that we won't be able to connect again this summer, but they'll be next year. It's important for all of us to look after one another and stay safe and healthy during this time. So thank you all very much. Until next week. Bye now. Hey.
If you're a Canadian Indigenous student considering many life choices about your future, Inspire can help. If you need ideas about possible education or career path options specifically for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit folks like you, join Inspire's mentorship program, Rivers to Success. It's free to register, and you'll get plenty of up-to-the-minute information about university, college, and vocational trade schools. Most importantly, again, it's free. It's free. It's free. It's free. It's online, and we have monthly events with prizes. Discover the many potential job and study opportunities that are waiting for you across Turtle Island. Register online now at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca. Name Jamma jamma.
Man.